WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have a mostly clear sky, 9 degrees above zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medi-Cap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Our weather forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies today with a high near 45. Topping area news, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports a Cass County man was sentenced Wednesday to more than 9 years in prison for a conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. 44-year-old Paul William Jessen of Atlantic was sentenced in U.S. District Court in Council Bluffs to 122 months in jail, followed by 4 years of supervised release. On September 4th of last year, Jessen pled guilty to the charge, which was the result of an investigation conducted into methamphetamine distribution in and around the Atlantic area. Jessen was part of a drug trafficking group who distributed methamphetamine obtained from a source in Omaha. The investigation into his activities was conducted by the Atlantic Police Department, Cass County Sheriff's Office, and Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medi-Cap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medi-Cap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medi-Cap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medi-Cap Pharmacy today.
A Red Oak man was arrested late last night. According to the Red Oak Police Department, 23-year-old Devin Alexander Davis was taken into custody at the intersection of West Valley and North Broadway Streets at around 11:35 p.m. Davis was wanted on a Pottawatomie County warrant for failure to appear on a driving while revoked charge. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 cash bond. A former Southwest Iowa bank teller has been sentenced to 4 months in federal prison over a fake robbery designed to cover up her own wrongdoing. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
40-year-old Tiffany Ann Stanley was working at the Great Western Bank in Riverton when she called 911 in late 2012 to report she'd been robbed by a big guy with a goatee as she was opening up the bank. Investigators determined Stanley reported the robbery to cover up her own theft. Stanley's been ordered to repay the bank just over $25,000. She used to live in Shenandoah but now lives her residence as Tarkio, Missouri. The judge also sentenced Stanley to 4 months home confinement and 4 years probation when she gets out of prison. I'm Dar Danielson.
Riverton, by the way, is in Fremont County. The town has about 300 residents. Well, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report an arrest has been made in connection with an arson fire set last year at the Sunbest Papetti Farms in Villisca. 31-year-old Carlton John Dolph of Villisca was arrested Thursday on a Montgomery County warrant for terroristic threats and on 2 counts of second-degree arson. Dolph was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $10,000 cash bond. Several chickens died in the blaze that occurred at one of the farms in February of 2013. A 20-year-old Sioux City man has been convicted of 2 charges and acquitted of 2 more in a drug deal and kidnapping last year. Federal prosecutors say Trey Boykin was found guilty Thursday of conspiracy to distribute marijuana and kidnapping. He was found not guilty on 2 weapons charges. Prosecutors say Boykin and Gary Patterson lured a Briarcliff University student into Boykin's car last February on the pretense of selling him marijuana. Prosecutors say the two drove the student away from campus, held him against his will, and then robbed him. Patterson has already pleaded guilty to kidnapping and weapons charges. KJAN News time is 7:11.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medi-Cap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medi-Cap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medi-Cap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medi-Cap Pharmacy today.
In the funeral announcements, Sandra Sandy K. Brown, age 72 of Avoca, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Sandy Brown will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Patrick Dean McCorkle, age 53 of Adair, died Monday at Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. No services are planned, but a gathering of friends and family of Patrick McCorkle will be held this evening from 5 until 8 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Elsie M. South, age 87 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. No services are planned for Elsie South, but a visitation with her family will be held from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. Saturday at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Delphine Jensen, age 84 of Greenfield, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Delphine Jensen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Dorothy Mashing, age 83 of Carroll, died Wednesday at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. A massive Christian burial service for Dorothy Mashing will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Phyllis Bax, age 78 of Greenfield, died Monday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Phyllis Bax will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Greta Teresa Ulrich, age 80 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Creighton University Medical Center. Funeral services for Greta Ulrich will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Dean Orsted, age 58 of Griswold, died Monday at his home. Memorial services for Dean Orsted will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Philip Pollard, age 71 of Fontenelle, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Philip Pollard will be on Monday at 1:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.